start with the sugya and then we'll
business before pleasure.
Start with the sugya and then we'll get to the nukudas and regeya b'chlal to the chabur. The Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, Bodka karka ilam v'yoshva aleo masadam aleo tahiru shenema v'bisara achatagish v'bisara. Shmuel darshins from the pasuk that you need a hargosha to be matame. Klapi the derabbanon. There's machlekes in the Gemara, behemshech haGemara, between Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti and Ravashi, whether or not there's an issa derabbanon. The Hainu, whether or not Ken Zanchi is a figure to hear me derabbanon, because Karko Ilam is the davar shenu makabel tuma. Avahom mi al kuli alma. There's no issa deraisa. Kol kamen that there's no argasha. And the shaila is, what's the pshat? What's the pshat? What's the gather that there's a cost of that without argasha? Or Isha is not Tmeya. Is the Pshat, as they claim the Achranim, is the Pshat, Kamakam Agdeli Achranim, Sejitara, is Marech, in Simen Kuvtzadi, Sevkot, and Sadi Gimel, is Marech, when they get to the, brings down the Agdeli Achranim, who clear this, is the Vart that you need Aragosha because without Aragosha, so then it's not a Vade that the Dam came from the Isha, and when you have Aragosha, so then you have Aichocho, it's a Simen, Betham, it's a Simen that the Dam came from the Isha. And Agam that Lachuri, even without the simon, you have a Safik Daraisa. Kokam, she sat down on the floor, she got up and she found Dam Lachuri, you have a Safik Daraisa, you should go to Chumro. Says the Sidra Tari, Havi Kein Gzeres Akosiv, the Mamzer Vali Amrachman of Ali Mamzer Safik. It's Ki'ilu, as if the Torah was Machayiv you in this case, that no, we don't go past the Sfegas, we don't say Safik Daraisa Lachumro, and the only time they're going to be Machayiv you is Daf, the only time she's going to be Tamei is Daf, if it's a Vadai, but not that it's a Safik. Gzeres Akosiv is, you need a Hechokha Vadois. That she's Tameya, that the Dam came from her, and that's how you are Argosha. Or the Pshamno, even if you have a Yechokha Vada that the Dam came from her, if you would have a Hechatimsa, and we'll see when we get to the Halacha, there are Hechatimsas that we can know Vadai, that the Dam was Yotze from the Isha, not only that Yotze from the Isha, Yotze from the Makar. And nevertheless, Ken Zayin Kokama, that she does not have a Argosha, the Gzir Sakasa tells me that even without a Argosha, she's not going to be Tamei. As they clear Tachrin, the Pashtas is Machlek Zushainim. Interestingly enough, They didn't have a Tezerid. The first Mefurish in the Tezerid. The Tezerid says, Shana in the Gemara, Shenever Vesara, Omar Shmuel, Vodka Karkim, Yashvaleh, Matadam, Aleh, Tohiro, Shenever Vesara, Achatagish, Vesara, and Kokama that she didn't have Arbasha, Ken Zayin says the Tezerid, Amer, Amel, Loi Vodka Yoko. Ken Zayin, in the Hanam, Shitaka did not have, she wasn't Baidik, Visadav Zayin, and Ken Zayin really, maybe the Dam was there from beforehand, and therefore you have no Aichocha Brura, Kokama that you do not have Arbasha, you don't have Aichocha Brura, that the Dam came from the Isha. Ken Zayin, the Dam was there from beforehand. Ken Echanami Lecharo. If you would have a Hoichocha Berura, that the Dam came from her, according to this, then if she did a Bedika, Ken Zayin, that's considered a Hoichocha Berura, let's say. Right now, all we see is that if she found Dam Michut Lagufa, that's not a Hoichocha Gemura. But if she would find that Dam Betoich Gufa, she did a Bedika, or she has another way to know that Dam came Vada Migufa, then Lecharo, we would be Matame her. Now, Lecharo, this is the Pashas of the Gemara. The Tersus Vid, the Pashas, the Maskanas HaGemara is like this. The Gemara says, the Rabbi Yirmi Midifti, the Maskanas HaGemara, the Rabbi Yirmi Midifti, my Yirya Karka, filu Blima Nami Noi, let me buy Kamar, let me buy Blima the Mivdik Shapir, the Ikalamir Malmasi, ala filu Karka the Mivdik Shapir, the Ikalamir Migufasio, Tor. Even in a case where Lakur, we should sign up, that it's very easy to be Baidikit, you'll be able to know whether or not the Dam came in Gufa or not, Ikalamir Migufasio, even so, she's Torah. What does it mean, Ikula Meimer? It's mashmah that this is a tzad, that in a chanami, that it's akadin a kambigufo. Ikula Meimer is mashmah, it's not a vam. The chord of mashmah, the maskana sagamar is, Ikula Meimer means that there's another tzad also. You're right, the pashtus is that it came migufo, but nevertheless, there's another tzad that it didn't come migufo, and therefore, we're not going to be matama her, because you always have that tzad. Kokama, you don't have the argosha, you never have a chokha brew that it came from her. It could be that it was always there beforehand. I Smithik Shapir. No, Ikala Maimer. It's only Ikala Maimer that it came Igufo, but Ken Zayin it didn't come Igufo. Okay, that's the Pashas of the Maskana Sagamara. The only thing is, the Shaila is the Fida Tezerid. Hopefully we'll get back to this Behemshech. Well, the Fida Tezerid, how do we understand the Hemshech of the Gemara? The Gemara brings a Raya from three different places. Isha Shaita Oitza Tzerchel, or a Isha that was Boydig herself, or Isha Behemsa Tashmish was Marmish. And in all three of them, the Gemara says, makes an Ukimto, that at the end of the day she had Aragosha. And Gventrachim depends what the scenario is. Is she in Medes? Is she in Shevet? Is it Moshuch? Is it Ogul? Is it Akirim? Is it Miyad? Or is it Lachar Zman? whether or not, how do we touch up the Hargosha? Is the Hargosha Hargosha A, or is the Hargosha Hargosha Dam? Is the Hargosha Hargosha Meraglaim? Is the Hargosha Hargosha Dam? Shamish or Dam? And the Gemara says, Bayam Medes, we're going to tie into that, let's say, Bayatolos Meraglaim. Bayam Medes, we're going to say that the Dam is Hargosha's Dam, and she's going to be Tameo. Hold her Meraglaim, the Makor Aiti Dam. The Yeshevis, she's going to be Tahiru. The Shavis, Kokama that we have, and have Sharis, every time to say either this or that, we could say either it's Hargosha's Meraglaim, or you could say that it's Hargosha's Dam. So how could you ever be metame the isha according to the Tzeis was read? You never have a vadai. You're right to have a hargosha, but in this case, a hargosha is not a hichocha. Kolkama that you need a hichocha, dam vadai amarachman. Kolkama that you need a hichocha that the dam came from the isha. Very good that you know the dam came from the isha in this case, but you don't know that it's dam on the car. Maybe the dam is dam mako in the case of that Tzeis Merak line. Maybe it's from somewhere else. Maybe it's dam of machilus. You could always, once we know that there's always the sharis, the type of the hargosha to be a different type of hargosha. How do you ever have a yichocha beru according to the Tzeis Arid? They could be matam of the isha. Mitzad sheni, we have the Rashba. The Rashba, we said that the pashas of the Gemara at the end is mashma that it's not a vaday. Ika lameimar the migufa asu. Says the Rashba, hi ika lameimar lav dafka. He learns his matzah of the Gemara. He says when it says ika lameimar migufa asu, it's lav dafka ika lameimar. It's vaday migufa asu. Zichur the dam came. It's mivdik shaper. We know for sure that the dam came migufa. And nevertheless, she's not coming with her Aiso. Why is she not coming with her Aiso? Because she didn't have her Agosha. Since she didn't have her Agosha, Mamela, she's not coming with her Aiso. To Madara Abana, there will be, according to Rabbi Yirmiyahu Diffi, but, or even according to Rashi, we'll see. But, Zikha, that there's no Tumah Daraisa, even though we know that Dam is Vale Migufa, nevertheless, there's no Tumah Daraisa. And the Shaila is, what's the Pshat? What's the Vart? Why should we say that the Dam is a Dam? Is not a dam tami, kolkama you know vadeh migufa. And the third, the truth is that it's mashma like this also in Tosis. Tosis says, Moedah Shmuel Shikmei Bidei Rabbanan, Pirush HaKontrus Detalin Dilma Argish Av Lavadaito. What's the pshat behind the Tliyas, the Gzeirah Dei Rabbanan of Tzamim, that we're metamer in Dei Rabbanan, even though Midah Raisa she's not tami because of Argosh, Midah Rabbanan metamer every time she sees a kesem, we're metamer in Dei Rabbanan. Rashi says, Dilma Argish Av Lavadaito. You have to be choishish with the Raisa. Maybe she's not going to have Argosh. Midah Rabbanan were choishish, maybe she had Argosh. Tosfos says no. Vein mir, the filu muchzik la shela yergisho. Even if it's muchzik that she didn't have argasha, tmeya hoyel v'ros adam nidus. She's still tamei because she saw adam nidus. The mashmois is l'chayr. Tosfos means to say that even though she didn't have argasha, there's no sad that she had argasha. Chazal regards there not to be machlif this dam with that dam. Hoyel v'ros adam nidus. The shayl is how do you know this dam nidus? Al ze gufon uvdonim. We're trying to figure out the isha that sat down. Is this dam dam nidus? Is this dam mimokam acher? How do we know that the dam is dam nidus? The chor of the mashmoy says according to the tesis that it's vade dam nidus, like the Rashba says. It's not an ikalameva migufa. It's vada migufa, like the Rashba says. Nevertheless, even though it's vada migufa, kolkama that she didn't have argosha, she's not going to be tmei with her aisa. She didn't have argosha. The gzeiras hakosav is that it's not a hechocha. It's a sibo. Is it a similar a sibo, like they say? Is it a similar like the tesis that it says, or the Rashba? That it's a sibo. The only reason she's going to be telling me is she has argosha. If she doesn't have argosha, she's not going to be telling me. And the chora, the sidur tayar brings the right from a different tesis. The first tesis says that fact tesis. How come we didn't bring? How come the Gemara didn't ask him all the mishnayos of tsamim? That we see that there is a tuma, even though there's no argosha. Says tesis. Yeah, but we could have said that argosha v'lava daito. Since it's mizman aruch, you never know when the kesem came. It could be that it's here for hours. She could be she had her argosha, and she wasn't made some alev. Milsad al iram yalev the inish lavadaita. Person doesn't realize, if she doesn't see the dam at that moment, she's going to forget that she even had the argosha b'chlam. So Ken Zayin Shitake did have the argosha 6 hours ago, and she forgot argosha b'lavadaita. Now, and Memelo, you have no raya that even without argosha, she's not coming. Ken Zayin, you always need argosha. Punkt over here, you have argosha. The shail is, that's the chora only good if you learn, like the Rashba, that you don't bet them the Hargosha is not a chokha that the dam came from her. It's just a tnai in the tumah that you need to have hargosha. Chokama that you need a chokha that the dam came from her. Dilma argosha v'lava daito. Zich is not a chokha, says the Sidrei Tara. That's not a chokha that the dam came from her. You have no idea. Ken Zayin, in the last 6 hours, she had hargosha. Aber, we don't know. The main lachor is mucha from tesis, aside from tesis, the beginning, aside from this tesis, lachor, hoyal v'roas adam nidus. Mashmoy says that even though vada she saw adam nidus, chokama that she didn't have hargosha, she's not going to be tumah. What the challenge is there for Pasha? So, we saw the Gemara says, the Hemshel the Gemara says, Shenemer b'besara, Shmuel darshan from the pasuk b'besara, ad shetargish b'besara. Correct the Gemara, haidu b'besara b'boreleish v'tam b'fnim k'vachutz. Im kein le'makor b'basar, ma'i b'besara, shma minu ad shetargish b'besara. Correct the Gemara, v'kat m'boreleish b'besara, v'lei b'shvir v'lei b'chaticha. If a woman sees dam that's wrapped up, it's inside of a shvir, or it's inside of a chaticha, inside of a piece of, she was mapil, the halacha is that she's not tummy. Where do we know that from? Because it says b'besara. She doesn't feel the dam. She feels the chaticha. She doesn't feel the dam. Says the Gemara, tartish mamina. We learn two things out of it. B'besara we learn at shetargish b'besara, and b'besara we learn v'lei b'shvir v'lei chaticha. In fact, all rishonim, how do you learn two things out of the same pasuk? Some rishonim say hayim minay umafkis, shovin heim hayim minay umafkis. But there's no reason to dash one more than the next. Maybe I have to dash both of them. Says a rush, is masber. How you really? There's three joshes here. Basar, bibisara, bibisara with the hay. The base, basar, the actual word, with the extra base and extra hay. The Ram brings down Chan, he says that Tartish Mamino, because it's a Zelba Joshua. There's no two Joshua's over here. The reason why she's Torah, is because she wasn't Margish the Dam. The Dam was wrapped up in something else. So what did her body feel? What did her basar feel? Her basar felt the Chaticha. Her basar didn't feel the Dam. But really, she's Torah. That is goof for the Joshua that Shmuel said. To be able to be tummy, a woman has to be margish b'besar. If she doesn't have the hargosha of the dam in the basar, she's not going to be tummy. But meila, kokama that she's feeling the chaticha, she's not feeling the dam, she's not feeling the dam, the basar, meila, she's going to be tar. The Rashi brings down this pshat, and he asks him, and he brings down from Rabbeinu Yehuda, who asks him, and he says, "Im darka shel isha lira is dam b'chaticha, lo yimetarim mishum deinam hargosha." If the derech is for a woman to see a dam in a chaticha, then we're not going to be matar just because she's not margish. The Hainu, by dam, what's the mashmoyis lachor? By dam, the only derech is to see it and to feel it. If she doesn't feel it, it's to feel it in the Pesach Yitzin. If she doesn't feel it, b'besaro, then that's not the derech of the ri'iyah. Really, she's going to be torah. Mashenki mishvir v'chaticho, there, when a woman sees dam that's inside of a piece of, inside of a limb, it's going to be, the derech is that she feels it without argosha. It leaves the body without argosha. She feels the chaticho, but she doesn't feel the dam. Mamela, you're not going to be metame her. You're not going to be metar her just because she didn't have argosha, because that's the derech. And therefore, since it's the derech, the mashmois is according to the Rashba that the reason why we need argosha is not just because we need oichacha. We need argosha because you need a simit. You need the hagosha is the derech of the ri'iyah. The Torah was only metama a ri'iyah regilo. The simit that the Torah is only metama 5 mini domim. 5 mini domim. The Gemara is only metame. If you have a different type of red, even though you bring it to the laboratory and they'll tell you that it's dam, the Torah was only metame, these types of dam. The same thing over here, the Torah was only metame, dam, habam and akar, and dam which comes out in a normal way. It doesn't come out in a normal way. If she's not margish, then that's not a normal re'il, the Torah wasn't metame then. Can't say midar avon with metame. Or midar reis, there's no tumor. The meila, tain is the rajba, kokama, that she sees dam. When dam comes out and it's wrapped up in something else, if that's the derech, in such a case, when it's dam is inside of a chaticha that you don't feel it, then in a chalam you can be tummy without ragosha. And the same thing the Rashba says b'atim adav gimel. Gimel says b'negias a shoyta that a shoyta is tmeya even though pashta she doesn't have ragosha. And Rashi says the Rashba says the reason why she's tmeya is because kol miyosel shaloi ragosha. All the riyas of a shoyta are without ragosha. But meila she's going to be tummy. The pashtus is the ritva other rishin mavur that the tumah is the tumah deraisa. It's not just the rabbana. She's going to be tumah with deraisa because she generally sees without argosha. So what she sees without argosha? But meila, there's no chisaron in the fact that's even a bigger chiddush. Even though most women do see with argosha, kokama that I can find an isha where the derech ri'iyah of the isha is without argosha, then even if she sees without argosha, she doesn't realize she's being margish. Even if she is being margish, she doesn't realize she's being margish. Whereas the tzad, if a woman's sleeping and she doesn't wake up. And even though she had the argosha, but she's not going to be tummy because she didn't feel it better. The on daf gimel, the shoyta doesn't have argosha. Nevertheless, she's going to be tmeya because her derech re'iyah is without argosha. Kumtais lachoril mevur in the Rashba. It's very good. The Rashba that she tells me, the Rashba holds that in a chanami, the reason why you need argosha is not just because you need a hoychocha that the dam came from her. Even if you know vada the dam came from her, it's still not going to be tummy. What's the reason why? Because that's not the derech re'iyah. The derech re'iyah is dafka al yidei argosho, and kokama that you didn't have argosho, even if the dam is vada yatam igufa, she's not going to be tummy. And lachor is the same midaraisam. The same thing lachor is mevur and taisa, she's not going to be tummy midaraisam. Kum tais lachor, a massive nafkimina. What's going to be? A woman does a bedikah and she finds dam on the eighth. It's not chutz migufa, it's not on the karka. In such a case, lachor, you have no makom to be turned. If she didn't have Aragasha, what's going to be the din? According to the Tesis Rid, Lamaisi, you have Aichofa, that it came from her. What else could it be tailored in? That she wasn't Mivnik Shapir? We're not talking about the karka. It's inside of her body she found the dam. L'chori, you have nothing to be tailored in. It's the Mavur, it's the Aichofa, without the Aragasha, that the dam came from the Makar. Mashigan, according to Rajba, even though I know the dam came from the Makar, Kokama, that she didn't have Aragasha, then in a Khami, she's not going to be tummy. The only thing is that Mavur Bahamish of the Gemara, that's not so question. The Gemara declared, Toshma, Rime, Aisha Shioita to Rachel Varel Saddam, Rime or Imam Medes to Mayavim Yeshevas to Hero. Hechidomi, Ida Hesha Yeshevas to Mayavim to Hero, Elab Largashev, Tony Medes to Mayo. Loyalam Dagashem, Margosh Miraglaim, Avoy, Omedes Sodom Miragan, Makarai to Dami, Yeshevas to Hero. The Gemara declares the same thing when he gets to aid. Woman does the Vedika, she finds, she takes it underneath her pillow afterwards, wakes up in the morning, she finds Dam on it. The Gemara says, depends. If it's Moshuch, if it's not a round circle, rather, it's smeared. Then in such a case, we presume that it's dam that came from the makar, from a bediko, and she's going to be tummy. If it's round, then we're going to say that it's dam not from the makar, doesn't say exactly where it came from, tor. We're not even tailored. We don't even need a tliya. Tor. The Rishem speak out, Pashas is machulet. You're allowed to be tailored if there was a bug there and it got smushed. But the Gemara says, kevachaya tor, that she's tor. In fact, the Gemara Monoshach, did she have Argosha? Then I have Argosha. If she had Argosha, the Chorish, she should be, even if it's all those, she should be Tomei. She didn't have Argosha, even if it's Moshe. The Gemara says, Loilam da Argosha. Ve'im Argosha's eight. Michelle is Hadilin the Gemara. What is the woman saying? What's the woman saying, and what are we saying? I know. In one case, we say that she's Tomei when she has Tan's Dam on the eight. In one case, we say she's Tar. When it's Moshe, it's Tomei, and when it's Ogo, it's Tar. And in both cases, she had Argosha, the Gemara says. Loilam da Argosha. She had Argosha in both cases. And nevertheless, one time with Tamar, one time with Tamar. What's the reason why? Says the Gemara, it depends. In one case, we're going to say that the Hargosha that she felt was the Hargosha of the Dam. And in one case, we're going to say that the Hargosha that she felt was the Hargosha of the Evedika, was the Evedika cloth. What is the woman tining? What's the woman tining? And what are we tining? Eimer Bedika's Eid. Who says that? She says that, or we say that? Says a great new place in Yeshli Safik Otsum and Bethlehem the Gedele Achrein in the Marmel. And then others, the Gershuni, the Shev Yaakov, they declare this. All the Gedele Achreinim really handle the Shailah, and that is, how do you live this Gemara? Is the word that the Isha is Tainang, she's saying that Be'etzim Ayah had in her Gosha's Dam, and we say, you're right. If you're right, Medes, if it's Moshuch, then we're going to presume, like you said, that you had her Gosha's Dam, and we're going to be a Tamayim. But in a case where you're Yosheves, in a case where it's Ogul, then we're going to say you made a mistake, and really the Dam that you found, the Hargosha that you felt, was not a Hargosha of Dam, it was a Hargosha of Miraglain, it was a Hargosha of the Eid, and therefore you're Tar. Or is it Fakert? The woman says, Bethem, I wasn't Margish. And therefore we say, I wasn't Margish Dam Machlam. We said, you're right, be Yosheves, in the case where you're Tar, and then be Yosheves, you're right, you weren't Margish. In the case where it's Ogul, you weren't Margish. And we have even a raya because l'chayra the dam doesn't come out with miraglayim and it's ogul. However, in the case of a medes, we're going to say you made a mistake. We're going to be machmer in her. We're going to tie in a lechumra that she made a mistake, and we're going to say by medes you made a mistake and you thought that there was no argosha. You really felt a sensation which you thought was miraglayim and really it's dam. You thought that it was the aid and really that it was dam. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina atumo. In a case where the woman tie in is one thing. Do we tie in the chumro, or do we only tie in the kula? For example, a woman does the bediko, and she finds dam on the bediko, and she says, I didn't have aragosha. What's halacha? Are we going to be mitam or are we going to be mitar? Do we say that she made a mistake? We'll say, if it's moshuch, you must have made a mistake, and you really did have, you really felt it. Or, lefi the second tzad, we never see anywhere that we ever tie in the chumro. We only see the kula. She tied out, I had aragosha's dam. And we tie that if it's ogul, no, it wasn't Argosha's dam. If it wasn't, we make it in the case of ogul, but we never found that in a case where she says vadai that I didn't have Argosha, that we're going to tie it to negate her that she did have Argosha. But pashtas the machlokes rishonim. How do you learn the Gemara? Rashi says, Argisha, loylem da Argisha, b'shas bediko, v'ogul lahachi tor, ve'emer Argosha zayin avoy, shetiyarke bediko zayin. The reason why in the case Be'etzem she had Argosha, and why is Ogol Tor, he doesn't say why is Moshech Tomei, because she made a mistake. Rashi is telling me the Tzad, why Ogol is Tor. Because Tziyarta B'dikas Eid, she thought that it was the Hargashas Dam, and we're saying, no, it wasn't the Hargashas Dam. It was the Bedikas Eid. And therefore, even though you thought that you should be Tameh because you thought that you were feeling the Dam, that Hargasha was not Hargasha of the Dam, the Hargasha was the Eid. So, Chorus Mavur and Rashi, that the Hesber in the Gemara is that she tainas lechumra, she tainas I had Hargasha's Dam, and we tainas no, in a case where it's ugly, you didn't have Hargasha's Dam. We tainas lechumra. What would it be in a case where she says she didn't have a Hargasha's Dam? Would we ever say when it's Moshef that she did have Hargasha's Dam? We never see that in the Gemara. L'chor, the Pasha says we never go kineged her lechumra. We will be mekel. We'll say that there's a makan to be tain, and she's really a kula, lekula, but to be machmer, that we never see in the Gemara. Agav and Maimer and Buzgur, she siarta bedikas eid. The siarta is mashma that there's a tsar that happens over here that you could be machlef in the hargosha. Hargosha is a type of tsar, a little bit of a pain, and you could be machlef that in the tsar which is caused by the bedikas eid. Now, lechura, depending on, we'll see, what is considered hargosha, everybody knows. Lechura, three types of hargosha, maybe when we get to halacha, we'll see that there's many more. But there's three types of hargosha, zichus hamakar, nizdazei avarel, and zivus avarlach. She feels the liquid, the dam, leaving her body. Inside of her body, leaving her body, that is the also. Now, lechura, there's no tsar involved in zivus avarlach. She just feels something running down, a liquid running, but she doesn't, there's lechura, no tsar involved. So, lechura, tsarash is meduik, she's the yard of Nika says that there is a tsar which is involved. According to Rashi, we see, like the first time, she tainas lechumra, I had a hargosha, and we tainas lekula in a case where it's ugly. However, the Rambam, of course, before not that way. The Rambam says, he should be a test alec, says if a woman's doing a bedikah, vimlo yargisha, umatza dam lefnimin apreizer, if a woman wasn't margish, and she found dam lefnimin apreizer, means inside, all the way inside, in a case where you're not going to be told that it came from any other mokim inside the gufa yisho. We'll see the different places in the gufa yisho afterwards. Another, she did a bedikah. Tameya shecheskas adam shabob argosha. She's tomei because cheskas dam shabob argosha. That means she tainas, she didn't do. Vimlo yargisha, says the Rambam. She didn't have argosha. What does it mean she didn't have argosha? She tainas, she didn't have argosha. Nevertheless, she's going to be tomei shecheskas adam shabob argosha. The chazok is that dam, which comes from the Korah, is Bob Aragosha. And the Mela, we're going to tie now that she's going to be coming. She's signing Lekulo, that I didn't have Aragosha. Says the Rambam, Lechumra, then in a Hanami, she's going to be Tmeya. Kumdais, according to the Rajba, if the Rajba learns like the Rambam, we said in the Rajba that even if you did a Bidika and you found dam on the Eid of Bidika, that you're not going to be coming Midaraisa, Kokama, that she didn't have Aragosha. Lechura, according to this Rambam, we're going to tie now that even though she says she didn't have Aragosha, nevertheless, we're going to sign that she did have Argosha. So really, even without Argosha, even though she's signing she never had Argosha, she's still going to be Tmei with her answer. Does the Rajba learn like the Rambam? L'chura, this is happening from the Hemshech Gemara. The Gemara says, the third Raya, Toshma, Nimtzal Shaloi Tmei Mechayav Mekarban. If, after Tashmish, he's Boidik himself, and he found Zam on his Aver, the halacha is that Zichur happened, the dam, the Yitzis, the dam came Ashat Tashmish, Vemela, Tmein Mechayav Mekar. There's no Safik Bechal. Nimtal Shalom, she was Boydik herself, then it depends. Ois Yerim Tmein Mechayav Mekar. Nimtal Shalom, Lachaz Man, Tmein Mechayav Mekar. In a case where she found the dam right away, Al Yidei B'diko, then she's going to be Tamim Vadai, they're going to be Tmein Vadai, and he's going to be Chayav Karban. Mashenkin, if you found the Lachaz Man, Tmein Mechayav and Pater Mekar. If it's talking about that she had argosha, then lachazman, why you potter? I love the argosha, but it's nim tashlo yisim tmei mechayim rekarvan. It must be talking about a case where she found dam on her bediko, miyad, and that's why she's aridei argosha. That's why miyad she's tamei. In fact, the moral of her, lachazman, why she potter? The moral says, lo'ilam da argosha, ve'im argosha shama shavoi. Really, the Gemara says, it's talking about she had Argosha. When she does the Bedikah Miyad, then we tell her that the dam came from her, and she's going to be Tamei Vadei. But she only found the dam Lachar Zman, then it's a Safek, we don't know, she's going to be... We could always say that the Argosha that she had, the Shav Tashmish, was not Argosha of Yitzias Adam, it was Argosha of the Shamish. Frek Degder Le'achrenim, Zavitar, and Behuduch, and Zatzal, they all ask, Lachurro, over here, it's not like the last two cases that we've been talking about. Here we're handling the Karma. Carbon, anytime that we have a suffix by a carbon, then it's a suffix of Chul Nazar. Memela mi suffix, you can never go ahead and bring a carbon. Memela has to be that there's a Rechokh Avad in here. respect to Achrenim, where's your Arichocha Vadai that the Dam came B'Shas Maisa? You're right, she had Argosha B'Shas Tashmish. She had Argosha. But Kokama, you could tell me that Lachar's man, I'm telling you that Argosha was Argosha of the Shamish. So how do you know B'Shas Maisa when she had Argosha that Argosha was from the Dam? Maybe the Argosha was the Shamish. Lachar should still be a Safik, and you should still be, you should not be able to bring a carbon to be a Shalit, Kul Lazar. You always have that thought to say that maybe it was Hagosha Shamish. If it's not Hagosha Shamish, and if it's Hagosha Shamish, then she's not Tamei Midrash, not Tamei Midrash, it's Kul Nazar. Tanya the Achrenim, I'll pee the Rambam, that the Rambam says that this Rambam, Im Loyer Gisha, Venim Tadam in Aprizder, Tamei Shacheskis Adam Shabab Argosha. Kokama that she did a Bedika, and she found Dam on the Bedika, then the Chazaka is Cheskis Adam Shabab Argosha. In the case where she did a bedika miyad, then the chazaka is that there was argosha with it. So you're right. It's not just that it's a sofik batsin. In a case where she was bedik miyad after the ma'isa tashmish, and she found dam, the Rambam says even if she wasn't margish, we're going to say that she was margish because cheskes adam shabav argosha. So in a case where miyad she found dam, then there really isn't a sofik anymore. There's no tzad bechlal that the dam came after. It's only when the dam doesn't come right away, so then you have no idea when you loved after you toila the hargosha in the dam. But if the dam came right away, then I say that, and the chazaka is, the dam is bob hargosha, I don't look at it as a suffix b'chlal. It's ki'ilu that there is a hichocho that the dam came from her. Why is there a hichocho? Because since the chazaka is that the dam is bob hargosha, then it's not a suffix anymore. It's not a suffix. Maybe the dam didn't come from her. We say vaday that the dam cheskes adam shabav argosha, and even though she didn't feel it, even if she wouldn't feel any argosha, we would have tied that she had argosha. So even though you could tie that it was argosha shamish is not better than no argosha bachlal. And the same way that by no argosha bachlal, we're going to say the chazaka that the dam is bav argosha. So too over here, we're going to say the chazaka that the dam bav argosha, and for sure she's going to be tamei. L'chura, this is like the Rambam. L'chura, this only works out according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam that says that even if she says she didn't have Aragosho, we're going to tie in L'chumro that she had Aragosho, then you could say that it's a Vadai, even though she says she didn't have Aragosho, we're going to make B'machayiv her a carbon because we're going to say the Chazok is that she had Aragosho. The Chazok is the Dam Shebom B'fnim, Chazok is the Dam B'makar Shebom Aragosho. But if you learn like Rashi, that we never are machmer on her. If she says that she didn't have her agosha, we're never going to tell her that she did have her agosha. So how could we mechayev her a carbon the chayro? There's always that possibility that maybe it was agosha shamish. So the chayro, the pashas mashma is the gemara. The chayro is mashma. The way that the gedolei achrenim learn, according to that, like the Rambam, the chayro b'das Rashi. What could you say? The chayro in Chanami, according to Rashi, the only time that she's going to be tmeo chayev her carbon is that where she says that she had her agosha. In a case where she says that she had Aragosha and she taka found down, then there's no reason to say that she didn't have Aragosha. That's Ki'ilu Avada. And Ramela would be Mechayev her carbon. Kokama that she's tiny that she had Aragosha. So then there's no reason to say that she didn't have Aragosha. But in a Chanami, in a case where she says that she didn't have Aragosha, then in a Chanami we're taka not going to be Mechayev her. We're not going to be Mechayev her carbon. What then? That's only in a case where it's Lachar's man. But miyad, we're going to be masking for. In a case where it's miyad, we're going to say like you're saying. If it's lachar zman, we're going to say that it's hagosha shamish. But in the case where it's miyad, then in chanam, we're going to have to tie in the lachero that it's can't say that's really pshat. Back to the Tesis Rid. We asked on the Tesis Rid. The Tesis Rid says that the reason why you need hagosha is to make a rechocha that the dam was bami gufo. And we asked in all the cases of the Gemara, how do you ever have a rechocha? You always have the ability to say that the hagosha was from something else. It's from the eid, it's from the meir glam, it's from the shamish. There's never a lemaita rechocha. If you learn like Rashi, then the chur you could say that that is the rechocha. She's the only time that you're talking chayef. The only time that we're talking b'matam in the isha is only in a case where she says that she felt the dam. Memela, she says that she felt the dam, and she had argosha, and she had found dam. There's no reason to say that. Talking out that way, that in itself is the rechocha. Her taina is the rechocha that she felt dam. Kumtai, that lechura kokama that she didn't have argosha. And she found dam bichutz legufa, then She's not coming with the Raisa. She found dam bigufa. We said Ken Zanasa Machlekistin, the Sais is rid, just to be Mazakin. She found dam Shaloi Bahargosho. Ayidei Abdika. So we said, according to the Sais is rid, even though it's Shaloi Bahargosho, since we know it's Vada Migufa, we may not agree with that. According to the Rajba, and that's what's mash from Tesis, even though it's Vada Migufa, she didn't have Aragosho, then we're not going to be Matamra. However, it could be that Ayidei Bediko, even though she's Tainas that she didn't have Aragosho, Kenzan, we're going to say she did have Aragosho. That's telling how you learn the Gemara. He says, Mahoyt in Rashi in the Rambam. According to Rashi, we're never going to tell you she had Aragosho of Dam. She says that she didn't. However, according to the Rambam, we will tell her that she had Aragosho, even though she says that she didn't. So, in a case where she found Dam Ayidei Bediko, in a Chanamik, according to the Rambam, maybe according to Rashi also, we're going to say that she had Aragosho, and therefore she's going to be Tami. But if you would have a case that we Dam was Yotza Vada Megufa, without Aragosho, I know for sure that it didn't come out of Aragosho, but I know it's Vada Megufa, according to the Tzai, it's going to be Tami, according to the Rashi, it would be the Rambam, it would be Tar. Tzai would be Tar. Now what happens if you found Dam Chutz Legufa? Now we said, L'kuli alma zikhra, there's no tumi deraisa. That is Shmuel's drasha. She found dam ala karka, yash ala karka, patka yar kadam, yash malel, matala adam, tahir, shenem b'sara, shetakish b'sara. The shayla says, there are tumi derabana. That we saw in the Hemshali Gemara, there's two terutim. Rav Yirmi Yudifni says, that akopana, she's tumi derabana. Even though the gzeris akasiv is, that you need aragasha, however, without aragasha, she's going to be tumi derabana. According to Ravashi, there's not even a Tumah Darabanan. Why? Because since it's Al-Karka Olam, she found the Dam on the Dam which is not Makabal Tumah. Memela, there's no Tumah Darabanan. Now, what's Chana Ravashi? L'chor, the Pashas of Ravashi is like Tesis says, the way the Marshal is in Tesis. And L'chor, you can learn this way in Rashi also. Then Ravashi is also masking that there is Tumah Darabanan of Tumah. He just signed us that if you didn't have Aragashi, he's coming off of the Gemara. In the Gemara that says, Acha Targish Mavasara, that means to say that there's no deraisa. What are we left with? A derabanan. If it's algabe karka, and Ruchemia says that dot kesem, which is nimsa, algabe davashin makabotuma, which is karka, davashin makabotuma, is not even a derabanan. But in a chanami, if it was a davar hamakabotuma, then you'd be tumi in derabanan. Does Rashi learn that way? Rashi says something very interesting. The Gedolei Frenim Bol Shrai. Rashi says, Ravashi Omar, time with the Shmuel, the Elbat Karka, love me Shum Haragosho. Elikur ben Nechemiu. The Shmuel, the Ari, Baragosha Klaus. Shmuel is not talking about Haragosha at all. What does it mean Shmuel is not talking about Haragosha at all? The Pashas Mashmois is Mashem like Ned Behudas Mesadnit in Yeridea Simen Nun Hei, one of the most famous Shuvas in all of the Yisrael of Haro. Is this Shuvas Ned Behuda? It's Miyasid is Yisrael that there's such a thing as Haragosha Zivas Avarlach. You open up Yeridea, the Shuvas upstairs to Yeridea, it'll open up to Nun Hei. That's the. And in the Shuvah, he's Mesadnit that the Mashmois of Rashi is the first Pashas Mashmois of Rashi is. Shmuel le Ari Baragosha Klaus, Mashma then, Bechlau, even without Aragosha, a woman could be Tamim Midaraisa. It's just, we don't know that it came from her, therefore we're not going to be Matama. But that's when you don't need Aragosha Mitam Midaraisa. Now, the problem is that Lechero, Shmuel says Lahedia that he's talking about Aragosha. Amar Shmuel, Botka Hagarilim Yashwale, Matale Adam Tera, Shenema, Vivisara, Shadagas Vivisara. What do you mean Shmuel le Ari Baragosha Klaus? Shmuel said Shenema, Vivisara. So now it means Matche, maybe the Gemara is really saying that. But in a chanami, that wasn't a. Says the Chacham Sadam, Doichiku, Lacher, that's the Pasha. Shenemar is really the Gemara, wasn't Shmuel. Rave the Achrenim learned, Chacham Sadam, Adar Yontif, the Jutero, Alder of the Cham Sefer, Beretzim, Kulam, Alder Chachas. But they learned that what it means, Shmuel, Ari, Bargash Aklal, means the Chiddush of Shmuel wasn't Bargash Aklal. The Nikudas, the Chiddush of Shmuel wasn't Bargash Aklal. Zichri was talking about Hagashah, but that wasn't his Chiddush. That was the Xerath Akas of Avash Tagash Bavasara. His Chiddush was like Rabbi Nechemia. If he didn't have Aragashim, we're now handling a Darabanan. If it's Al Gavikak, we're not even having a Darabanan because it's Davashim Kabbal Tumor. Kum Tais, Bepash Nislachero, Silas Yerav Yermio Midisti, Silas Yeravashi, there is a Tumi Darabanan. Why is there a Tumi Darabanan? Why were Chazal Grizer by some in Tumi Darabanan? So Rashi says, Midarabanan, Dilma Argashav Alavadaito. Maybe she wasn't Margish. Maybe Dilma Argashav Alavadaito. She was Margish and she didn't realize. Tosis, on the other hand, says, Lady Nathaway. Tosis says, no, even though she's Vade La Yerdisha, there's no Tzad Argish La Vadaita. She's paying attention the last 6 hours and she's for sure didn't have Argosha. Nevertheless, she's going to be Tomei. Hol Veros Adam Nitz. The truth is that Rashi Alain, on Daphne Test, hopefully we'll see it this week, Rashi says, Hai the Gazar Abon, Lel Hafa Divre Tur, Rashi says, Hai the Gazar Abon, Big Tomim, Lahachmer El Divre Tur, Shiloi Lahokel Benid the Gibur. The reason why Chazal were going to Big Tomim is, Shelo ilahaka benin de gemur. L'chur, that's really what Tesis means. The Hoylveros is Damnidus. She saw Damnidus. And if she sees Damnidus Baragosh, she's going to be telling me the right. So when she sees Damnidus Shelo Baragosh, she's going to be telling me the Rabbanan. Shelo ilahaka, Shelo ilahaka benin de gemur. The Shaila is, did you tell her yes? Get up to that Gemara, Beis Hashem. Did you tell her yes? L'chur, that's not like Rashi's over here. Rashi's over here. Demai v'shav lavadaito. The Shaila is, in Rosh Gita Machlekes. So L'chur, Tesis, is Pashat goes to Shitasei. Tesis says, the entire sugya, Tesis, the first Tesis, Harei Kesem, the second Tesis, Imar Gosh HaShamish, and the sixth Tesis, Ketani Nigir, Ketani Me'al Besoro. Tesis, Kamla Kamla Flamim, says that when you have a Kesem of Zman Muat, when you have Dam from Zman Muat, there's no Chashash V'Argash HaLavadayto. It could be, if the Kesem could be happened 6 hours ago, so it could be that 5.5 hours ago, she had a Gosh, she doesn't remember. But if she sat down on the floor, she checked the floor, she sat down, she got up 5 minutes later, and she found Dam. L'chur, there's no tzad of Argash Lavadaito. It's just right now. Since there's no tzad of Argash Lavadaito, the male, you can't be matamah her, al tzachshash of Argash Lavadaito. Because for sure there's no tzad in his man muat that it was Argash Lavadaito. So what's the reason why? Hover also damnidus. Even though zvadi damnidus, since it's zvadi damnidus, memele mi darabanan, shaloi lahachlif, shaloi lahokal benidi gemur. Rashi, on the other hand, l'churro, Rashi was bothered by. L'chura a shayla which is muchach, and that is Rashi himself. L'chura, you have to say is masking be'etem to tesis that there is no real chash of agish alavadaito. Because if there was a real chash of agish alavadaito, so why is there no effect on achrayim? Why is there no suffix deraisa here? Dilma agish alavadaito. She had a suffix deraisa. She had argosha. Elamai that there is no real suffix. It's a chash rofik midaraisa. There is no chash agish alavadaito. It's only there's a suffix midarabanan where choishes for a chash rofik. Then, take a meet, if there's bugs. If there's no bugs, we go basarei. You have 100 things you want to check. 49 of them have bugs, 51 don't, generally. You don't have to check, just go basarei. Vidar abanan zechim, if there's a miyot amasei, up until 10%. That means we're choishish for things that don't have deraisa, we're not choishish for. Even though it's a davar rochi, we're choishish. So to over here, even though when deraisa take a level, we're not choishish. Roi noshim are not margish v'lavadaitu. Bizvan muat. However, vidar abanan, they were choishish. The shayla is the pashas and gemara is mashma that we're not chayish. All tesis echrechim. Why do we ask from all those mishnayos and ksamim? The pashas is that we're not chayish b'chlal. What's the pesach we're chayish? The shayla is though Rashi and a hefrich. We have the Chacham Sofer speaks this out. Maratchias in the next mishnah is Ramesses Yisrael. There's a shitas taz that you do on the percentage. The taz asks that l'chura, how can we find that when you get to lulav and when you get to Megillah, Chazal were geizer not to take a lulav and not to take a milah and not to lay Megillah when it comes out on Shabbos. Why? Shema yav hein adal adam tzim sarab. However, when it comes to milah, we never said that. Maybe the person is going to be maver the sakin arbam tzim sarab. Why weren't Chazal geizer? Says the Tazi Yisrael that we're not geizer something which is mefurish batero lekula, then Chazal won't be geizer. Chazal were never geizer when the Torah says lahedya b'yem hashmini b'yem afilu b'shabbos. It's real, it's not Mefurish, but it's a drush Mefureshet. That it's, that's what the drush come to tell me, that B'Shabbos is Mutzah Zimai Tamila. Chazal are never going to come B'Chlala, B'Chlala are all their Abanans. Chazal are never going to ask for something which is Lehedya Mutzah Minatero. The Mela, if that's the case, what type is that Chazal Asr Ksamim? Kolkama that it says, Shinemer Vesara, Achetargish Vesara, that's Xero Mefureshet that you need a Haragosha. The Xero Sakasa is telling you that you need a Haragosha. The whole Mos of a Kesem is that you didn't have a Haragosha. So how could you go ahead and mimatama kesem with if she didn't have argosha? The Torah was mefurish that it's mutter. Best in the Marat, see that the yeses on kam v'kam advarim, as we'll see through Hilchos Nida. Dam tar, the Torah says shloishim yom shloishes yomim teishal ad meitar shishim yom shloishes yomim depending if it's a boy or if it's a girl. And we go ahead and mimatame. How could you go ahead and mimatame? Kol kam that the Torah is mefurish. The dam tar is mutter. Teishav ad meitar. How could we go ahead and mimatame? All these shaylos. But Mele Rashi learned Dilma Argash of Alavadaito that the Chashash is that maybe she's talking at Argosho. We're not coming to go ahead and be Gurizer like Tesis, even though she didn't have Argosho. Vade, she didn't have Argosho, nevertheless she's going to tell her. No. Even though the whole Chashash is, the Chashash is up to the Daraito. Maybe she's talking at Argosho. The shaylos, what's going to be according to Rashi in the case where she said that she didn't have Argosho for sure? She says, Dilma Argash of Alavadaito. She says, listen here, I've been paying attention, I'm bored out of my box, I don't have anything to do. The last 6 hours, since I was last bathing myself, I've been sitting here trying to think whether or not I had regasha. I didn't have any regasha. We'll see. A big yisrael in Simi Kuf Tadivav Beis Hashem. Some sefer, this is Jewish, some sefer, that there's a possibility for a woman to be mizbeinin and that she counts as a bedikah. She should be mizbeinin. Did I have regasha? Did I not have regasha? As long as she's mizbeinin, a woman that can't do bedikah, she has a terrible petza. They didn't have bodekets back those days. How's one supposed to do? She has a terrible petza. Every time she does a bedikah, it comes out with dam. How is she supposed to do hefsek terem? There's no way she can do hefsek terem. She's stuck forever. What are you supposed to do? Such a tzad, as some sefer says, see, Be'ez Hashem, if you be mizbeinin, the whole part is you want to make sure that she has a chasna terish. As long as she's not being married now, there's no ptias on the bar, so you know, at this point, she's not seeing them. So she tells you, listen here, classic Sarah has been sitting here doing nothing, just waiting to see if I had a gosha. I didn't have a gosha. She gets up and she's down underneath her. Do we say, don't marry Shabbat Daito, and she's coming? Or do we say, not? She's going to be Torah. Mashmoy says, this is Kriyash HaKonjus, it's Alina, don't marry Shabbat Daito. And in Rashi, Mashmoy says, if it's Muchzik Lo Shalei Yagisha, then you're going to be Torah, according to Rashi. The Her Befrat, according to what we said before, and she says Rashi is that even when she had the Zakshash Daraita of Hargosha, we say that if she says one way, we're not going to be Machisher. If she says that it was Hargosha's Meiraglaim, we're not going to say that no, it was Hargosha's Dam. So Her, for sure, in a case by a Derabbanan, she says that she wasn't Maragish, for sure, not going to be Machisher. And that would be like this is saying, Louis and Safina Amina, I would have said that Hushvi Rabbanim is decided, that the Gzera the Rabbanim is different than the Raisa. And the Gzera the Rabbanim, Chazal said, the Gzera is Dilma Arangish Levadaita. You want to know in a case where in Echanam Shitaka didn't have Zikr didn't have their Gosha? Loi Chilku. And in all the cases, Lechur, Loi Plug Rabbanim, Mepashtis, in every case, even if it's, the Gzera is Dilma Arangish Levadaita. Even in a case where Shitaka knows for sure or not, but the Pashtis is Lechur that she's going to be Tomei. Even though she knows for sure that she didn't have her gosha. That's all if she saw dam without her gosha. Let's say she had her gosha without dam. What's the din in that case? This is all, she sits down, she found dam on the outside. Her gosha, that's metzias dam below her gosha. What happens if she has her gosha but she doesn't find dam? What's that case? L'chor the mashmois, the pash mashmois of the Gemara is, some of the early masters, a number of the early masters, L'chor the Gemara says, Toshma isha shayitza torachel v'ros adam. In the middle, she's being matal meiraglaim. So it depends. If she's standing up, she's tar. If she finds dam, if she's tamei, if she's sitting down, she's tar. What's the reason why she's tar? Rashi says, "Your sheves tahira, the maki ish lo b'mokim meiraglaim, she'ain derech dam nida latzis meiraglaim. Dam nida ain derech dam nida latzis meiraglaim. Dam nida doesn't come out with meiraglaim. Therefore, if dam nida came out when she's yeshevet, it has to be that the dam is from a maka and she's tar. Correcting a marav on a shoch. What's it talking about? If it's talking about that she had her gosha, your shevet on my Torah. What do you mean, your shevet on my Torah? Because the dam didn't come from, dam doesn't come out. What are you talking about? Dam can't come out for Shatosh Meraglayim. If she had, she was sitting down, and she's your shevet, and then zikr has to be that. There's a mako. She had her gosha, I don't know. Go figure. But it's a zikr, it's not dam neither. The chur, the pasha's mashmois is that the her gosha alein is going to be matam and isha, even though the chur, the dam is not dam neither. The chur. Even though the dam is not dam nidus, because it can't, the dam nidus doesn't come out. Nevertheless, the gosh lin is the mimet amr. That's the mashmoy sacher. The truth is, as the Shumas Hadeshin says, same as Shumas Hadeshin, this is the first halacha we'll see in Simchat Kufsadi, Reiz Hashem. Shumas Hadeshin, Shimon Reish Mem Vav, he says, that har gosha tzvara daraitahi. If a woman does a bedika, she has har gosha, she does a bedika, she doesn't find anything, so she's tameya, she's tamei. Aye, she didn't find anything. So our climber, nimik oi nimuach. Nimik oi nimuach adam. Zikr, there was dam, it had to be, and it got lost. He says, how do I know? He brings a raya from the Hemshech Gemara. He doesn't bring a raya from here. He brings a raya from the Hemshech Gemara. The Gemara says, in a case where, if she had argosho, then in a case where she found dam on her bedika, achar tashmish. So if it's la'achar's man, amayt mei mitzafik in p'tur mei korban, there should be tamei mi vadai, there should be chayav korban, because they had argosho. Frekta Shumas Hadeshin, what do you mean? She had her gosha b'shas tashmish. Then she only checked 2 minutes later. Maybe the her gosha b'shas tashmish was not a her gosha which brought down. And afterwards, she was b'yidik and she found down. Why did this b'dikon? How do I know, just because the her gosha, how do I know that the her gosha brought down? Maybe the her gosha was without down. You're right, she had her gosha, but the her gosha was without down, and later on she found down. Because the mashmoy is that if she had her gosha b'shas tashmish, then even though she only did the bedikah later on, she's still going to be tamei. Why? Because Hargosha svara daraisi. It's a svara that ain't psichos hamakor v'lei dam. That if the makor opens up, there has to be dam. Maybe she had hargosha of the makor opening up. So what happened? She didn't find any dam. What's going on over here? It must be that dam got lost somewhere. Where did it get lost? I don't know where. It was a tiny little bin. She got lost and she didn't find it on the tiki floor. Got covered over something. She didn't find it. But mainly he says in a chanami, hargosha v'lei mitzias adam. It's not going to be tummy. V'lei mitzias adam. See, Dakim Rishon, the Radvaz, the Matmion. But Lachura, the word is that he's not saying that there is no dam b'chlal. He's saying that there is dam. It just got lost. But there should be no dam whatsoever. There's no tzad b'chlal that we're going to be matam and isha with a haragosha if there's no dam. What is she? She's not an isha. She didn't find any dam. So Lachura, in the case of the case before him, she's Yosheves, he couldn't bring a raya from over there that the haragosha is going to be matam her. Because if it's not shaykh for dam to come out, so then there's no way that we can be matam her. You can't say nimuku nimuach. I got nimuach. It's not shy for them to come out. Then the question is: so then why are we mitam her? If she had argosha, it's not shy for to come out. So what's the pshat? With her, the mashmoyt is that in a chalam we're not just saying in derech dam need the losses of meraglam. It's not a vaday. It's not the derech. 90% of the time it doesn't come out like that. And mameila, we're not saying that that's what happened. However, in a case where you're stuck, we have argosha, so then we're going to say that's impossible happened. That's impossible. That the not probable that not mitzaver happened. And even though it's not the derech, then in a chanam we're going to be metamer. Kumtois, last nekuda. Kumtois, that lechera, according to Rashi, we now have a big chiddush. If it's not a vada, the dam doesn't come out. It's only metaver, the dam doesn't come out. It's not a vada. So, kumtois, Rashi l'shitasai is a massive chiddush. This woman, Tainus, she's Yosheves. She tina, like we said. She says, I had Hargosha's dam. We tina, no, you didn't have it. She's Yosheves. You didn't have Hargosha's dam. According to Rashi, we're tina lekula. We say she made a mistake. By Yosheves, she tina, I had Hargosha's dam. We say, by Med, that's true. But by Yosheves, it's not true. Where's the dam from? Amaka. Kum says, according to Rashi, even though it's not impossible, if you want to tell me that it's impossible that dam came out by Yosheves, you're stuck. But you tell me that it's not impossible. Because if it's impossible, then even if she had Hargosha, she shouldn't be tummy. So then what's going on over here? She had Aragosha, and she says, I had Aragosha's dam. We say, no, you're Yosheves, you didn't have Aragosha's dam. It wasn't dam neither. It was dam makam. You don't have a makam? Yeah, you do have a makam. You don't know about it, but you do. Come tell us, we're trailing something that we don't even know, even though there's a possibility that the dam is dam neither. When we say, ain't derech, it doesn't mean that it's impossible. It just means it's not the derech. So just because it's not the derech means that we're going to be trailing something. She knows that it was dam neither. And we say, not only is it not dam nidus, but there's a mak over there, even though a dam nidus could come out, it's not from the dam nidus which could come out, it's from a makah that you don't even know exists. We're telling lekula lecher, what's the pshat that we can be telling? Keneged her taina, lekula, even though we don't know there's a makah b'chol. Lecher, the mashmoy says, according to Rashi, that you need a yichocha to be metamer. Even by a bediko, even by a sofek daraita, if you learn, b'frat, if you learn like the Taisa's Rid, the Rashi learns like the Taisa's Rid, that the reason why you need Argosh is because you need a Yichocho, that means that you need to know that Dam Vadeh Rahman of Lay Dam Safik. You have to know for sure that it came from her. Kokama, that you don't know for sure that it came from her, then we're going to say that it came from somewhere else. By a Medes, you're stuck. By a Medes, there's the Hodr Meir Glam Makar, the fact that she's Rashi says, Dochik Lo Alma, the Mumin Ishtina, Lo Yalach Alasir. So then the Metzias is when she's standing up, that the Meir Glam can't come out in a normal way and it'll bring out Dam. That is the Metzias. That the dam came from her. But Kokamadi, you don't have that Aichacha, she's not standing up, even though it's not a Vadai. We're going to, the Pasha says, we're not going to have, once you don't have the Aichacha, then we're going to be Taylor Lekula, that even though there is no Aichacha, Pasha says that you need the Acha Targis from the Torah tells me, you need Aichacha Vadai that it came Igufa. If you don't have a Vadai that came Igufa, then in a Chamber, give me a Tar. Chacham Sadim is Medaik that from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Im Ogol, Eichre Nothin Tach Zakar, Vinim Tzalev Dam, Im Ogol Tor. V'imashich tummy. So the Gemara says, why? Heichi tummy, yid argusha ogol my tor. Elav del argusha, v'ktani mashich tummy. Loilam de argusha, v'im argushas eid avoy. Mashich vada niguf asa, ogol tor. If it's mashich, then where did it come from? It came from the guf. Ogol is tor. Why is ogol tor? Because it's not from the guf. Once you don't have the arichocha that it's from the guf, then memil is tor. The mashmoy says that you need arichocha that it came from the guf. How come you don't have the arichocha that it came from the guf? And the Gemara automatically can be tor. Mechura, it comes out in that that's cool for the machlekes between Rashi and other shita. Do you need a chacham that it came from the goof? As long as you don't have a chacham that didn't come from the goof, could be that that's where you go with the machlekes is. And the chur, that's the same machlekes, a similar machlekes we're going to see. When you get to, we saw when you get to tliya b'ktamei. The Gemara says that she's suffik nimtza b'sara, suffik tamei, suffik tar. Nimtza chaluka, suffik tamei, suffik tar. The halacha is tar. Nimtza b'sara, suffik tamei, suffik tar, tamei. Where it says Maman of Shach, what's it talking about? If it's Lamaila Menach Agurah, she should be Tar Maman of Shach. If it's Lamaila Menach Agurah, she should be Tamim Maman of Shach. Where it says two Terutz. Either she was Avah Bashuk Shal Tabachim, or is Zachra. She flipped upside down. Maman of Gemara says, Iba Yisemo, Mechogor Lamaila. She found the Dam Mechogor Lamaila. She going to Zachra. She did a somersault, she stood on her head. Al Bissaro, Vadim Gufasoi. If she found it on her Basar, then it would be Tam, for sure it came from her. Because if it came from somewhere else, then it should have been found on her chaluk. But if she found it on her chaluk, then obviously it came me'alma. Because if not, then it should have come. She should have found it on her guf. The shaila is this ukimta talking about that she was avra b'shuk shel tabachim or not? The first ukimta was talking about that she was avra b'shuk shel tabachim. The second ukimta, she flipped upside down, and she found dam on her bastor, or she found dam on her chaluk. Did she find? Was she over b'shuk shel tabachim? The Gemara doesn't say. Rashi says she was over b'shuk shel tabachim. Why? Because even if she flipped upside down and she found dam only on her chaluk, but if where did it come from? Like the Gemara says, b'shuk shel tabachim le'avro, b'tzipor le'nesasko, hay dam heichen koi. The Gemara says, "Daf gimel v'dalet." Where did this dam come from? You need some tliya to be able to be tailored where it came from. The Rashi says no. It doesn't say the Gemara that we're talking about that if she was all b'shuk shel tabachim, then she wasn't all ever b'shuk shel tabachim. Why? Because in this case, even though she wasn't ever b'shuk shel tabachim, if she found dam just on her chaluk, when she flips, when she's standing upright, dam could fall out of her body and land on her chaluk without bypassing her body. It could bypass her body and land on her chaluk on her skirt. However, when she's upside down, the dam has to dribble out to be able to get it. Dribbles down her skin before it's going to fall onto her chaluk. Memela. If it got to her chaluk and we don't find it on her basar, then it can't be that it came from her bechlal. She wasn't off of b'shuk shel tabachim. I don't care that she wasn't off of b'shuk shel tabachim. It's not from her. Where's it from? I don't know where it's from. But it was not from her. Because it had to, if you found it only on the chaluk, then it had to be that it wasn't from her. So she asked, what's the machlek? Rashi says, Rashi from the Rambam, Rashi says that, zafka off of b'shuk shel tabachim. Rashi says, not. So she asked, by kliya b'ksamim, do you need a chacha that the dam is not from her? Or as long as you need a, or do you need a chacha that the dam is from somewhere else? Do you need, as long as you don't have a chacha that the dam is from her, is that enough? You need a chacha that the dam is from her, kilu, the mistavris that the dam is from her. And if you don't have that, then she's going to be tara. Or no, that's not enough. You need a chacha, you need a tliya that the dam came from somewhere else. And Rashi holds that in this case, you need a tliya that the dam came from somewhere else. It's not enough that a chacha that didn't come from a gufo. You need a tliya that the dam that it came from somewhere else. Kumtois a chiddush, according to Rashi, that even though v'negeyato adaraita, we say that you need a yichacha that the dam came from Yigufa. When it comes to ksamim, we're more machmir. Ksamim is more chomer than the raisa. And that is because the gzeirus hakasav was that you need a yichacha vadai, dam vadim rachmanu, loy dam safik. Whereas the ksamim, the gzeirus of ksamim was, anytime that you can't be tailor, you have no yichacha that it came from anyone else. So then where did it come from? It has to be that we're going to be matamba that it came from the isha. Just a few different ikudis. I'm going to get to the etim chabur. First thing is that Baruch Shech Yonu to a winter's man, a long winter's man, Reza Hashem is Baruch, and it's a man that we could be kerne the sugya of Ksamim, which is a long sugya, long 52, 54 sifim, and the sugya Reza Hashem of Vestas, both very chashiv, and the ikri dinim of Shechus Nida. Now, the Torah says, v'negeyat v'noyach, v'noyach matachin v'nei Hashem. The Sforno says, what's v'neich matachin b'nei Hashem? It is matachin that not just to save himself, but even to save other people. Even to save his family, even though they didn't deserve it. There's other people that thought, Avram and others, they thought the rest of the dar, and therefore they deserve to save the other people. It says, a tzaddik by Sederim, b'schus of the tzaddikim, can save the Rishayim, because maybe the tzaddikim will teach the Rishayim how to be chayzer b'shuvah. But a tzaddik who doesn't teach other people, then he has no schus to save anybody else. Noach didn't teach, he was a tzaddik tamim, but he didn't teach anybody else. Memela, Noach was a chayin, chayin is a manas chinom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave manas chinom, that he didn't deserve to save anybody else. A tzaddik deserves to save himself, he doesn't deserve to save anybody else. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave manas chinom, that even though he didn't teach anybody else, he could save his family. Rav Volbe says, in Shir HaChumash, he says, we should tell his Yisrael, every time that he comes to Yeshiva Tana, Zichr, Lachura, reiterated every Zman, that everybody has an Achrayas. Everybody has an Achrayas that the Torah that they learn is to give over to the next door, to give over to the next person, to give over. And even if you're not planning on becoming a Magid Shir or becoming a Rebbe, first of all, Agav, I can tell you from people in this Kabura, people that just left now from this Kabura, planning on going back and becoming businessmen, and he ended up as Mashgiach in Yeshiva. So you think that there's more than one person, somebody went back and he's planning on working, and he ended up being a Mechavrusa with a Rosh Kirlo. There's people, you think that you're going to end up in one place, because you never know where you're going to end up. That's just dumb, but my grandma was good. But you have an Achrayas and everything that you learn, that you should know it, that you should be able to give it over to your family, that you should have a Klarkin, especially in Yoni Nido. Especially these are things that is Nagia to anybody that's married, and a lot of people don't know some of the basics, even from the Avrichim Chashuvim. It's also possible that certain things never came up, and therefore they don't know. I can tell you some of the common stories. I just got now, somebody after he's married for 10 years, and he asked me to get a vest of strength. He didn't really need a gift for him, Baruch Hashem, for 10 years. He wasn't so in a gift for him. He doesn't know some of the basic. So you have a Christ to know it. Moshe Kibbutz Arabicina, Mosul Yeshua, Vishua, Zakanim. Rabbi Yerucham says that the reason why the Pirkei Avot starts off like that is to tell you that that's really the lever that there has to be always that you're going to give it over to the next door. Kibbutz Arabicina, Mosul Yeshua, Vishua, Zakanim. It's always the mystery. Really, you have a Christ, and therefore that Christ includes to have a Klarkin in the Sugyo. Klarkin in the Sugyo means L'chero, that when you come out of the Sugyo, you know what's going on. And that entails L'chero. I think the best way to do that is if a person is Mesakim, doesn't have to be in Seder, it should be in Seder, for 5 minutes to 10 minutes, at the end of the day, what did I learn? Certainly, when it comes to the end of the Zman, if a person is Mesakim, very often, you speak to many, many people, they learn every single Seder, and they learn Shtark. They just don't like the Dinah. They come to the end of the Zman, okay, what I learned is Zman. Whatever. So, Yodai, Tzedoka, the Medarim, the Lord of Ram, the Chashav Ram about it. Tech Kodesh, Yechim, and Dover, at the end of the day, he's in a battle, but he doesn't have klar. All right, what do you have? When you masakim at the end of the day, what you have, the memela, you come out with a klar. This is what I have. Today, what did I learn? I learned the machlekes in Rashi things. Adam Rasho. What did I learn afterwards? I had a kivager and something. Whatever it is, just be masakim in two lines or less. It's so hashav at one point, the chabura, many a year ago, when we were learning brachas, about 7 or 8 years ago, we were mocking to give out instead of bechinas. I gave out money for bechinas. I gave out that everybody should be masakim. I gave out a paper every week. So I split it into five. And I said be masakim within the seder. I didn't take it. I didn't correct it. I didn't mark it. Just be masakim. Masakim what you did. Some people remember. Then be masakim what you did at the end of the seder. That's one. Now, one way to do that, though this is not a smicha chaburo, nevertheless, a nice way to be Misakim is Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg has a Nida Bechina about 50 questions or so. As we're going through the Cholopach Salalacho, Kindamani Smutter to look inside as far as I know. Maybe things changed. I don't know. I heard maybe not. But a lot of the questions you have to look in other words, you have to know it's not going to help you look inside. If you didn't learn it well, then you're not going to know the answers. Maybe that's a way to be Misakim. Each question, as you do it, just be Misakim. That's the end. You want to give it in and get three from him. Matei Manoi. But that's a nice way to be Misakim. It's not such a long limud b'chlal. We're talking about a year to a year and a half, Beis Hashem. And the Olam has the chrilus to come out with the klarkeit. Last time, God of the Olam took the Rabbeinu Bechina, not because it doesn't really help you for smicha, the Rabbeinu Bechina. But it's only smicha Bechina that they actually, if I hear you, also on the sugis and the shittas of Rishayim. So most of the Olam took it last time. Now that achrayis also includes an achrayis. Achrayis also includes the achrayis of the klal. This is the first time, kindumani, I think, since we started almost 10 years ago, that we don't have anybody from the Usher's Shir in the Chabur, Kindumani. And the reason why I give Chabur at the beginning of the Seder is because all the years we had people going to Shir, and Mamela they left at the end. And now, if you ever have a choice to go to Rav Usher or go to Yisrael's Chabur, there's no question whatsoever. You go to Rav Usher. However, now that we don't have anybody by Rav Usher, we don't have anybody leaving at 6 o'clock, it certainly is clear, and there's a number of people that I turned down this month. Even last month, it wasn't myself on the cloud simply because they had to leave at 6 o'clock. It's clear that if a person leaves at 6 o'clock, at 6:15, he's starting Ayimas Lavavechav Kelavav, like Rav Asher says in Shir. We used to call it the Yilak V'yashiv L'Beisai Shmuz. At the beginning of this month, he would say, anybody's not learning two Siddurim, Yilak V'yashiv L'Beisai, anybody's not learning, He's not going to be able to end his man. Didn't he say exactly those words? But to leave early, I understand. The person has to leave 10-15 minutes early. It's good. Have a mincha, whatever it is. I'm not giving a heter to do that. If you have to do that, I understand. But to leave at 6:15, to leave at whatever it is, at early in an oifen, it mamish makes a rishon. You can see what happens after the first person leaves. It's an achrayis. If you have to leave, you have to leave. But lechatchila, the achrayis to the oilam is to be careful when you get to that. There is a mitzvah of shkius from the yeshiva. I'm giving over. There's a mitzvah for those that, I think it's first seder also, those that are learned without a hefsek for the first hour, the first 2 hours, anybody that wants patim, there's a sign, I think, hanging up in Yer Gavriel. More patim, please come to me. Baruch Hashem, our chabura is shtarke chabura, one of the, usually a very cohesive chabura, Baruch Hashem, and one of the big nekudas that marries is the people chavir. The Mela, anytime that anybody has a shayla, turns to the guy next to you and ask him. You don't have to come to ask me, though. Please, please, please feel free to come to ask me whatever you want. Now, since the chabur is a little bit bigger than it usually is, and very often it is hard to get to me on the day that you ask, lav dafka will you be able to get to me, unfortunately. We have two chashuv tamidei chachamim who were zecha to learn by us last time, and since then they've chazed it numerous times. Rabbi Aaron Friedman and Yaakov Bennett that are willing to become, have agreed to our schus to become meshivim. Rabbi Yaakov Bennett till 5:15, 5:30, and Rabbi Aaron Friedman from then on till the end of Seder. Please feel free to ask them. If not available, or if the person next to you is not available, they know this stuff very well, and it's just as good. Now, just another 2-3 things. Of the Marma Kremis, there's no chiyuv to learn the Marma Kremis. You don't have to look at the Marma Kremis. The ikur that a person has to do is the hespik, which is on the top. You read the top line, that's all you have to see for the week. That's the ikur. Gemara Ashtesis, Rosh, Rad, and Terzabai. The Marma Kremis is Marma Kremis, if you want to see it. If you have more time, especially the Raivin and the Ramban that I'm saying, doesn't have to be done. However, please, as much as possible, please try to keep up with the Eilam with the Hespik. And we zeicha lo meidu lalamid lishmor lalasis.